Matthew 11:29, Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Now, I want to actually share this in another translation. This is the Message paraphrase because I love the language used here. I think it's more applicable to today. He says, "Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." This is such a beautiful invitation from our Savior that we don't carry our burdens alone. He's inviting us to partnership with Him, to walk in step with His grace-filled rhythm. Life does not have to be so hard. There is a grace for every season, even for every struggle. Jesus is not a harsh taskmaster, quite the opposite. He's gentle and humble. Yes, we carry our cross or we put on this yoke. That means we've got some weight to carry. We've got some work to do. But He says, when you have the right one, the one that comes from Him, it fits perfectly. It brings freedom, not bondage. It fits you because it was made for you. God custom crafted it for your calling and purpose. So the invitation isn't just follow Jesus at a distance. And it's not just follow Him. It's walk with Him, work with Him. That in your pursuit of Him, as your daily life, you live for the glory of God, you live to be a shining light and example of Jesus to the world around you, as your dad, as your mom, everything else you have to do, you're living for the glory of God, but you're not just walking after Him, you're working with Him. He comes and helps you in your work because He's custom made you for this season and for what you're called to do. This gives us this beautiful opportunity to have grace and humility. Not only do we need His help, but we don't have to do it alone, but He does it with us. And when we work with Him, we find rest for our weary souls. So if your soul is in despair today, you might be trying to work outside of your grace zone, or you're not walking and working with your Savior. Maybe you're carrying a yoke or a burden that isn't for you to carry. Our Bible also says we can cast our cares upon Him because He cares about us. So what does it look like for you today to find that unforced, non-manipulated, non-rigid rhythm of grace to follow Jesus? You might be going through some difficulties. There might be a heavy burden, but you are graced to carry it when you walk with Him and when you work with Him. We can let His presence and His power and His grace permeate every aspect of our life so we can live freely and lightly and live from a satisfied soul. Let me lead you in a prayer. Say this with me. Jesus, I'm following you. Jesus, I want to work with you. I want to see how you do it. Lead and guide me how I'm called to live today. Any burden that I'm carrying that's not mine, I give it back to you. And as I follow your example, and as I walk closer with you, I find rest for my soul, and I live freely and lightly. All because of you, Jesus. Amen. Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.